We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go live now to New York City. It's where we find Aaron Katursky talking about Colin Kaepernick, who filed a grievance against the NFL saying that collusion is keeping him out of the league. What do we know about the grievance so far, Aaron?
Well, only that it's been filed and that it was filed by his attorney, Mark Garagos, and it involves all 32 NFL teams and the league, which Kaepernick accused of colluding in order to keep him out of the game. What other explanation could there be, the filing essentially says, given how qualified Kaepernick is to quarterback an NFL team? The filing also mentions President Trump as an organizing force in this collusion, since Kaepernick opted to not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance last season.
Boy, so he says that he's being punished for protesting. Had he waited even a day, he might have been picked up by the Green Bay Packers because they just lost their quarterback.
He may yet. You don't know, but the allegation is that, and it wasn't the Pledge of Allegiance, of course, it was the national anthem, but the allegation was since that act and since Kaepernick attempted to, as the filing says, raise an issue of social justice and equality in the wake of a number of police-involved shootings, that he has been shunned. And the filing says that the coaches had wanted to sign him, but team owners have exhibited bizarre behavior. And it just seemed like a suggestion of collusion is outright obvious. And again, all this is according to the filing. There's been no response from the NFL.
Aaron, is he out on his own on this, or is the NFL Players Association backing him up?
Well, the Players Union has been supporting him, but he filed this on his own without the union. Of course, the NFL and the Players Union have talks scheduled this week to try and discuss whether players should be standing for the national anthem, and that's all a direct result of Kaepernick's action and you know, President Trump's reaction to it.
Now, the owners are set to meet this week, I believe, right?
That's right. Yep, they are set to meet this week here in New York, and they'll discuss whether there should be some kind of permanent rule to require players to stand for the national anthem. Commissioner Roger Goodell has said he thinks they should. And that was mentioned in Kaepernick's filing, saying that, you know, effectively the president got to them, that this was never considered anything but, Kaepernick's action was never considered anything but a constitutionally protected act of expression. And now suddenly the NFL is considering a rule change.
All right, that's Aaron Katursky in New York, site of the NFL owners meeting later this week on Colin Kaepernick and the latest developments there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.